This is Agatha Brewer, and you're listening to the Intentional Solopreneur Podcast, the show about how to launch and grow a successful service-based business. In each episode, I show you how to build a business on purpose, one that lights you up, keeps you inspired, and helps you make a bigger impact on the world. I share both marketing strategy and my best mindset tips to help you get the clarity and confidence you need to succeed as a new business owner. Hey there, thanks for joining me today. So today I thought I would go over a very well-known framework in marketing that is used to turn your cold audience into clients. It's something that I use, it's something that's been around for a very long time, and it's basically the way that online business owners, digital marketers, and even corporate marketers nurture their cold audience and turn them into clients. And it's not really a secret, so I won't say it is, but for somebody who maybe is new to marketing or new to owning a business, it may not be something that's very obvious to you, or it may not be something that you completely understand. You might have heard of a funnel before, you might have heard of some of the terminology, but you might not know how to set it up in your business. And I think that this topic is very useful as an online business owner, as a coach, as a consultant, as somebody who is providing a service, because if you understand this framework, then you're going to make it a lot easier to sign clients, because the people that come to you to work with you, they actually need to trust you, and they need a little bit more in-depth knowledge about what you do and what you offer, whatever, you know, services you sell. And you can automate this in your business. And with the right framework and with the right strategies, this can be something that you create once and it continues to help bring you clients. So I'm all about efficiency in my business. I want to do something once instead of having to constantly, for example, post on social media like some people do. I want to create long form content and content that can basically deliver over time in terms of leads and in terms of sales in my business. And so this is something that I've implemented in my business, and something I talk about also in my Launch with Ease program for new entrepreneurs. So without further ado, let's get into today's topic, which is how to turn your cold audience into clients. And I'm going to be going over a four-part framework that is known in marketing as the ADA model. I did not come up with this. I want to be very clear about that. But it's something that was invented over 120 years ago by somebody by the name of E. St. Elmo Lewis. This was an American advertising pioneer. This worked in advertising. It continues to work in advertising, but it also works in marketing in general. A lot of companies use this model, or at least some version of this model. And it's something that continues to work today, which means it's proven. You know, companies spend thousands, if not millions of dollars on advertising, and then they bring people into a funnel, which I'll walk you through, and, you know, basically nurture their cold audience and turn them into a warm or hot prospect, is what it's known in marketing, where somebody is actively considering to work with that company. And this is done for both product-based businesses and also service-based businesses. And I'm going to be gearing this conversation today to service-based businesses, because, you know, those are the types of business owners that I support, but it can work for both. So you can look up the ADA model. So ADA stands for something different than what I'm going to be talking about today, but basically it's the same thing, and there's still four steps. So I'm calling them words that resonate more with me and my audience. But if you want to know what ADA means, it stands for awareness, interest, desire, and action. So those are the four steps in the original model. I simplify that and, you know, I'm just renaming it. So I call it attract, engage, nurture, and sell, because that's what you're trying to do in each step. So again, why are you doing this? I just want to reiterate the benefit of creating something like this, because I'm going to walk through it and it may seem slightly overwhelming at first, because it obviously relies on you creating content to support each one of these steps. But the reason you're doing this is so that you can automate your marketing more. I'm not going to say that you're not going to create new pieces of content, because you will, because those things will feed into this model. But if you have this set up in the background in your business, then you can literally nurture people while you sleep. And I am proof of this, because I've had potential clients reach out to me, and people who then eventually turned into clients, while I was on vacation, while I was asleep, while I was not working on my business. And the way this happens is by building a funnel and building a nurturing strategy in your business. So let's get into the steps. So attract. Attract is the first step, obviously. You have to get people to pay attention to what you're doing in your marketing. And the beauty of this step is that this can work for almost any marketing platform or marketing channel you use. This could work for social media, this could work for speaking, this could work for podcasting like I'm doing now, this could work for writing. I've used all of these different platforms or channels, they're really called marketing channels, to promote my business. And when you do that and you understand this framework, then you are not only creating that piece of content, but you're, or speaking, if it's a live speaking engagement, whether it's in person or virtual. But when you're creating that content, you're thinking about the next step. If you don't think about the next step, which means the call to action, or basically the next step somebody needs to take in order to learn more about you and learn about your services, if you're not thinking about that when you're creating that piece of content, then you're losing an opportunity to bring somebody into your world, to bring somebody into your nurture or your funnel. So you will always want to be thinking about that. So it really doesn't matter which marketing channel you're using. You want to pick something that aligns to your strengths and personality. And from there, then you bring somebody into the engage step. So once they've consumed your content, whether it's a social post, whether it's a blog post that you wrote, whether it's a podcast episode, you pique their interest in this step. It's not about selling yet. It's too early for that. What you're trying to do is get somebody interested in a topic that you're talking about or in you and possibly working with you, but they're not quite there yet in their buyer's journey, which is basically the journey people have to take to become your customer. They're at the early stage of that. But if you can learn how to create content that piques somebody's interest, then they're going to go on this journey with you. So I've mentioned I've used a number of different marketing channels. The things that I'm focusing on now are my writing. So I have my own blog, but I also guest post and my podcast. Those are the two areas where I spend most of my time, because I feel like those are the ones that work for me. And I know this by looking at my data. And then the next step is engage. So in this step, you actually want to take somebody who is interested at some level, but you want to go one level deeper. So maybe somebody resonated with something you created. Maybe it was a social post. Let's use that as an example. But you brought them one level deeper by promoting something like a workshop or a free guide. So this is known as a freebie in marketing, or it's also called a lead magnet. So the purpose of this piece of content is that you're providing additional value in exchange for somebody's email address. And that's called an opt-in in marketing, where somebody willingly hands over their email address to you in exchange for a piece of content of value. So the purpose here is to move your relationship one level deeper. Whereas, you know, the attract phase could be looked at as browsing. Let's use online dating as an example, or just dating in general. You know, maybe you go to a bar and you look at who's there. Obviously, you're single and you see if anyone piques your interest. At the engage step, that's when flirting starts to happen. Maybe you walk up to that person and introduce yourself, or maybe they come to you. That's engagement. You're moving the relationship one step deeper. And this one is very important, because if you're using a marketing tactic like email marketing, you do need somebody's email address in order for them to continue hearing from you. And you can do this if you're not quite at the point in your business where you're doing email marketing. You can do this by just being consistent with whatever marketing platform you are on. So let's say social media, you can consistently post over and over again, and somebody can basically binge your content or go through your entire Instagram profile or Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever. But that requires a little bit more work on their part, where they are actually having to actively engage with all of your content and consume all of it on their own. I'm not saying that it's not possible, but it's not as automated as if you had something like email marketing. Email marketing is obviously the gold standard. This is what companies use, big corporations, because it's so easy to automate. And then the next step is nurture. So I mentioned email marketing. So this is the easiest way to nurture your audience, nurture those potential customers. It builds brand awareness. It helps you get your message across. You can share more valuable content. So if somebody opted in to receive something from you and you were clear about what they were going to get next, you know, you could tell them that they will also be subscribed to your email newsletter. And in that email newsletter, you share valuable content. And so this starts to build trust over time. And this is where I think a lot of people who are just new to marketing, they focus on the attract and maybe the engage step the most in their business, but they don't know how to follow through with the last two steps, which are nurture and sell. So, you know, they think that, oh, I just need to keep attracting more people. I need to keep growing my audience, maybe even keep growing my email list. But they're not very focused on the last two steps, which doesn't allow them to actually sign any clients, because there's maybe some mindset blocks around this. Maybe they're afraid to come across as salesy in their content, or they just don't understand this framework and they don't understand that there's a strategy involved. And, you know, people like business coaches sell these strategies in their courses. And, you know, obviously I have my own course. I don't go into it too deeply in that course, but if you work with me, I can help you set up these steps in your business, because to me, it's a no-brainer. It's obvious. But every person's funnel and every business owner's like framework is going to look a little different. It depends on what content you have. It depends on what marketing channel you use, but it's still the same framework and it still can work for you and your business. So in the nurture phase, not only are you sharing valuable content, but you're also starting to warm these people up to the idea that maybe they should work with you because you start talking about your offer. You start sharing the value that you provide within that offer or multiple offers. If you have a low ticket offer, so something like a course or, you know, even a product, even if you're a service business owner, you can talk about that. You can also start to pitch, or at least get people to understand the building blocks of your offer, your higher ticket offer. So for me, that's my one-on-one coaching program called Launch with Ease. I start talking about that in subtle ways in my email nurture. And then by the time people get to the last stage, which is the sell stage, they already know what you do. You don't have to go into crazy detail about it because you've already kind of soft sold that a little bit. And you've maybe mentioned it at the bottom of an email about a different topic that's somewhat related. So by the time people get to this stage, they kind of are already curious. Okay, what is this offer about? I want to learn more. And that's when you go into more of pitching your offer. And there's obviously nuanced ways to do this. You don't want to go crazy and just constantly send sales emails. But you do have to do it. And you do have to be direct. Because if people don't understand your offers, then they won't sign up for them. And that's something, that's the mindset thing that a lot of people have to go through, and myself included. It does feel weird to pitch your offers. There is an art and a science to it. And I think over time, the more confident you get in your offer and the fact that it can help people, the easier this gets, because you know that if you don't send this email, then people won't get your help, and you can actually help them in some way with your offer. And this is the stage, obviously, where you close clients the most. Now, I'm not saying that you can't close a client before this stage, because if you have a lot of content out there, and this has happened to me, where some people applied to work with me without even getting into my email nurture at all. Zero. They read maybe a blog post I wrote, and then they applied to work with me. They found my website through a link in the blog post. I'm talking about a guest blog post, and then they applied to work with me with, you know, going through several questions of an application form, and that can work. So it really depends on how willing that person is and how eager they are to get help. If they're at the point in their buyer's journey where they're sick and tired of doing this stuff on their own and they want support, then they're going to be way more likely to, you know, read a blog post and then apply to work with you. And that has happened for me. You have to obviously have good content to back that up. And, you know, somebody lands on my website, they can read the testimonials, they can see the proof that my program works. So it's easier for them to make that decision. Now, there are other people who will stay on your email list for months, maybe even years, without ever reaching out to you. And that is totally fine. That is also a normal sales process. Some people just need a little bit more time. And there's a well-known stat in marketing that it takes people 7 interactions with your brand before they even consider working with you. So if you can imagine, somebody would have to get 7 emails or at least consume 7 pieces of the content that you've created in order to decide to reach out to you. And that's not even talking about them, you know, signing a contract. Like, that can take even more steps. So this is why email marketing is so valuable in your business. And this is why having a nurturing strategy in place is so, like, helpful, because otherwise it will be you sending, you know, one-off emails to people explaining your offer, or doing a lot of back and forth with potential customers if you don't have something like this set up in place. And you can do that, but it obviously takes a lot more effort on your part as the business owner to be a salesperson and to, you know, physically, manually have to email somebody information that they request, versus having this all, you know, on your website, having different resources that people can download, having email marketing in place that just does this for you over time. So I'll pause there. Obviously, that was a lot of information. But this is something that I truly believe is worth putting your time and effort into creating, because yes, there's a lot that you have to do up front, but once you have this in place, then you just tweak it. Then you just look at your stats, optimize over time, maybe update some of the content. But once you have this framework in place, then people can find your website through various different, you know, channels. And once they do, they download some content, this can even happen before they reach your website. I mean, really, they are landing on your site at some point. They opt in to receive a piece of content, And then they go through this whole journey, and it's very hands off. And obviously, towards the end of the funnel, I do get on a call with somebody because I want to verify that, in fact, they are a good fit for me and I'm a good fit for them. So I do make sure that I actually have a call with somebody. But, you know, essentially, you don't have to do that if you don't want to. But because I'm a coach, and because I only do one-on-one, I really do want to make sure that that person is a good fit. And usually they are because they've gone through all of my content. But, you know, there are some cases where it's not a fit. So I just want to make sure that that's the case. So I hope this was helpful. If you understand this framework, you can start building it into your business. I did actually create a free one-hour workshop where I walk you through this in detail with specific examples from my business. You can find the link in the show notes. It's agathabrewer.com/workshop. I really think it's a great idea to watch this workshop. If you're new in business, even, you know, further along, if you want to start automating your marketing so that you don't have to be so hands-on and so that you can create content in an efficient way, check out the workshop. And even if it's like, you know, a year away from now where you're going to start doing email marketing, it's still a really good concept to understand in more detail because this is the strategy that many marketers and business owners use to nurture their people. And it's proven to work. It's been in use for over 120 years now. So it clearly works. And the last thing I'll say, I mentioned my Launch with Ease program. I do have a slightly different but related training in that program about building your first funnel. So I talk about email marketing and I also talk about building a funnel with some of these same concepts. So I am taking applications for that program now. You can find more details on my website, agathabrewer.com/launchwithease. And I would love to help you build this in your business so you can be on vacation and get a client inquiry or a potential client reaching out to you. I'm not saying that you have to respond immediately because there's such a thing as work-life balance, but you can come back from that vacation or from some time off and see that your marketing is actually working. It's really amazing when that happens for you, and it's happened for me. So I hope you'll check out the workshop, and if you want more support, check out Launch with Ease. Thanks so much and happy marketing. Thank you for listening to The Intentional Solopreneur. I hope you're getting some good information and some inspiration to help you grow your business. If you like what you've heard and you want the support of a business coach, come on over to agathabrewer.com and schedule a free consultation with me. In this call, we'll talk about your goals for your business and see if it makes sense for us to work together. My one-on-one coaching program is specifically built to help new entrepreneurs like you launch and grow a successful business. This program will help you get clarity on what you want to build, create a strategic plan of action, and identify and release any mindset blocks that are standing in your way. Because building a business shouldn't be so hard. And with my support, you'll reach your goals way faster than if you try to do it all alone. So I invite you to give yourself the gift of personalized support so you can build your dream business that allows you to live the life you want and make a bigger impact on the world.